Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Chet in Mesechet Ohalot. Wowie. There we go. Okay, so we start, first of all, let's just remind ourselves of the halacha about kelim. So the din of kelim is that no kli can ever be chaytzis b'fnei atuma, but they can be part of a binyan to be chaytzis b'fnei atuma. So if they're stuck inside of a hole between a first story and a second story, yes, then they're part of a binyan. Or any other way, we even had cases where they're up against the side of the house. If they're up against the side of the house, then they're misarif with the house, and they can actually block tuma. They can spread tuma, but they can't be chotzitz mifnei tuma, as we had earlier. Maybe imet tuma, they ain't chotzitz mifnei tuma. Now, we've been used to talking about the question of what the halacha is in things that are going up. How about if something is going down? Remember, in those days, most homes held within them, as many homes still do in the old city, they had a deep bore in the ground that was used as a cistern. And they would fill it up during the winter and keep it covered and then be able to take water out of it. So over there, that is, of course, that is a din of a binyan. That is not a kli. And the top of it is always covered. In this case, we're going to be talking about where the top is covered by a large olive basket, which can hold our boim sot. These were where they stored the olives, and the olives would gradually drip out and so on. So this was extremely big. And remember that any kli that is made out of eitz, that is arboim saw, that can hold arboim saw, is not metal to mole vereka, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. So that would mean that if you have tuma in the bias, then there would be no way for that tuma to penetrate into this bor, because the bor is covered and it's actually going to protect anything from getting in because it doesn't have a din of Kabbalah's tuma. However, we're talking about a special case. The special case is that we've got this big menorah that the people have hidden in this cistern, and this menorah is quite large, and they're not able to get it totally into the bor. A little bit of the menorah, that top decorative piece, sticks up and prevents the basket from sitting on top of the bor completely. So then that means it's not really all around the bor. What happens in that case? So here's the case. Chadut. The chadut is a dut. Chadut is like a sister. And it's dug into the house. And there's this big menorah inside of it. And the decorative perach on top of the menorah sticks a little bit up into the opening. And now you've got this kfishav, which is this giant basket used for olives. And it's not mekabel tuma. And you put it over it. And in the theoretical event, you would take out your menorah. Then the idea would be that the basket would stand around the entire bor. It's not like it would have fallen in. That's extremely important, because even something which can be a chatzitza, if it is supported by something which is a kli, remember we had before, even if it's supported by a kli, it's not able to be chatzitz b'fnei atuma. So over here, it's not really supported by the kli, because if you didn't have the menorah there, it would be sitting perfectly fine all along the edges of the bor. So im tinatela menorah, and therefore it's wide enough to cover. So here we have a machlok. Beit Shammai says, look, the halacha is that anything that you've hid inside of this bor is tohar. Because basically, you can utilize the kfisha, this big basket that you have, to be part of a binyan. And remember, we said that a kli that's not mekabel tuma can be part of a binyan. So over here, it becomes part of the binyan to prevent any tuma from coming in, because now it's chaytzeit, since it's part of the bor. The problem is that the menorah itself is tummy. Why? Because the little part of the menorah that is out of the bor cannot be considered to be protected by the bor, because it's not completely in the bor. Whereas Basil says, no, what are you talking about? 99% of the menorah is in the bor. So therefore, it's in the bor. What's the difference if something is sticking out? How is it going to be mekabel tuma? There's no tefach between it and the rest that allows tuma in. And therefore, even the menorah will be considered to be in the bor. Now, everybody agrees that in the event that had you taken the menorah out of the bor, then the basket would have collapsed into the bor, which would have meant that the basket is only held up by the menorah. Everything is tummy. Why? Because the moment that you're holding up a perfectly valid oil, but it itself is being held up by a kli, such as in this case, is being held up by the menorah, pow, the whole thing cannot be chotzetz b'fnei hatuma at all.